Jerksaw Siege, most unholy name. In Westphalia of medieval Germany, the Holy Vem secret society was a criminal tribunal dedicated to the murder of heretics. In the beginning, late 12th century, the resistance group had the approval of both the Church and the Holy Roman Emperor. The Vem, most powerful in the 15th century, had over 100,000 members. Providing crude justice in the early days, it became increasingly underhanded. Not until Napoleon invaded Germany was it finally cleared out. During this time, secrecy was paramount because of reprisals from the outlaws, and soon oaths and rituals were part of the bargain. For instance, during the initiation, the candidate would swear on oath to kill himself and his family should he reveal himself to be a member of the Holy Vem. The judge or Stuhlherrin would then place his sword across the candidate's throat and draw a few drops of blood to seal the oath and serve as a reminder of the judgment he would receive. Philip Gardner, Holy Vem, My Journey into a Real Secret Society, Red Ice Creations, May 18, 2006. There is a tradition that one of the methods of putting to death persons condemned to that fate by the secret tribunals was the following: the victim was told to go and kiss the statue of the Virgin which stood in a subterranean vault. The statue was of bronze and of gigantic size. On approaching it, so as to touch it, its front opened with folding doors and displayed its interior set full with sharp and long spikes and pointed blades. The doors were similarly armed, and on each, about the height of a man's head, was a spike longer than the rest, the two spikes being intended when the doors were shut to enter the eyes and destroy them. The doors having thus opened, the victim by a secret mechanism was drawn or pushed into the dreadful statue, and the doors closed upon him. There he was cut and hacked by the knives and spikes, and in about half a minute the floor on which he stood, which was in reality a trap door, opened, and allowed him to fall through. But more horrible torture awaited him, for underneath the trapdoor were six large wooden cylinders, disposed in pairs one below the other. There were thus three pairs. The cylinders were furnished all round with sharp blades. The distance between the uppermost pair of parallel cylinders was such that a human body could just lie between them, the middle pair was closer together, and the lowest very close. Beneath this horrible apparatus was an opening in which could be heard the rushing of water. The mechanism that opened the doors of the statue also set in motion the cylinders, which turned towards the inside. Hence, when the victim, already fearfully mangled and blinded, fell through the trapdoor, he fell between the upper pair of cylinders and was thus drawn in between them, his body being cut on all sides by the knives set round the cylinders. In this mutilated condition, the quivering mass fell between the second and more closely approaching pair of cylinders, and was now actually hacked through and through and thrown on the lowest and closest pair, where it was reduced to small pieces which fell into the brook below, and were carried away, thus leaving no trace of the awful deed that had been accomplished. Arkin Darrall, A History of Secret Societies, 1961. The Iron Maiden, a torture device consisting of an iron cabinet with a hinged front and spike-covered interior, is frequently associated with the Middle Ages. The most well-known Iron Maiden was that of the Royal Castle of Nuremberg. To this day, no one is quite certain what the expression Vem actually meant. Some think it is derived from the Latin fama, a law of common or agreed form. It can also mean to be set apart, just as they saw themselves. The Arabic Vem can also mean black or wisdom. In Old English, the word ORM was a particular way of pronouncing WYRM, meaning a serpent or dragon. In medieval German, Vem may also have been an ancestral intonation of Verm, is. But see, amid the mimic rout. A crawling shape intrude. A blood-red thing that writhes from out. The scenic solitude. It writhes. It writhes. With mortal pangs. The mimes become its food. And seraphs sob at vermin fangs. In human gore imbued. Edgar Allan Poe, The Conqueror Worm, 1843. Parasites can invade animals, including humans, and control their behavior from the inside. If a parasite can hijack a rat or a caterpillar because it knows what to do with the brain chemistry, or it knows what to target, it can do that to us too, said David Wells, producer of Invasion of the Brain Snatchers, which aired on CBC TV's The Nature of Things on Halloween night. Evelyn Boychuk, Parasite Seize Control Over Animal and Human Behavior, CBC News, October 31, 2013. In medieval traditions, the Black Mass was first known through parodies, called Feasts of Asses, to ridicule a custom of religious festivities with a reverse reading of biblical scriptures, spoken, not spelled. According to the Old and Middle English articulations of the Bible, Jesus Christ pronounced backwards is, Tzirk sausage. Psychologists have observed that elements of reverse speech may sometimes become subconscious expressions. The reverse of Jesus Christ, and other accepted names, may somehow affect individuals, whether they understand it or not. In the 13th century, a horse-drawn carriage moved at dusk through a shadowy forest. The witch Anjali had been warned about the parody feast. It was a deceitful temptation. In a coven of the woods, a mischievous-looking jester sat under tubular shapes dangling from a dead tree's bough. They glinted in the twilight, resembling elongated and curved fruits in clusters hanging above a petrified trunk. The surroundings smelled of chargrill smoke and marshland gas. "What is that?" the witch pointed to a loose branch. "Tzirk sausage," the sinister rascal replied with a gray smirk. "Jesus Christ backwards most unholy name in ye old English." The skin sleeve of the forbidden fruit was made from intestine, smeared with dung and parasites. The pink fat inside consisted of heart, liver, and lungs minced to bits in a cutter's mill and stewed with blood-clotted brine in the stomach of an animal. "Tzirk sausage," the ruffian shouted again as the coach sped off. Warmest next to man on a witch's Sabbath. The scent carried over in the air of nightfall. "Cook it afore ye eat it, or ye shall die." Anjali de la Babin was found guilty of sexual relations with the devil's spirit, may its name be blotted out, and burned to death in 1275. The official party portrayal was that Hitler lived as a dedicated vegetarian. But according to some of those who attended to him, he liked to eat sausages, schnitzel, liver dumplings, stuffed pigeon, and the occasional slice of ham. One of his cooks, Dione Lucas, talked about Hitler's fondness for Bavarian sausages. Margot Wolk was forced to work as Hitler's food taster. After Claus von Stauffenberg's attempt to assassinate Hitler in 1944, the taste testers were forced to stay at an empty school near the wolf's lair. "We were guarded like caged animals," Wolk said in an interview. Wolk hasn't spoken about the horrors she experienced during World War II until recently, when a local reporter came to interview her for her 95th birthday, Spiegel Online reported. It was time to tell her story. It took decades for her to learn to enjoy food again, and years longer to be willing to talk about what she endured. Her life as Hitler's food taster haunted her dreams, but she sums up her experience in the wolf's lair with one concise thought. "I just wanted to say what happened there," Wolk said. "That Hitler was a really repugnant man. And a pig." Lila M. Alphonse, the woman forced to risk her life tasting Hitler's food, Yahoo Shine, April 5, 2013. Various books nowadays dispute the alleged story that Hitler was vegetarian, including Hitler, Neither Vegetarian, Nor Animal Lover, 2004, by writer R.Y.N.N. Berry. The Third Reich's propaganda minister Joseph Goebbels tried to sell Hitler as a vegetarian to make him seem as peaceful as Gandhi. The biblical story tells of God trying to turn the children of Israel away from meat by providing them with manna. Exodus says that fresh manna tasted like wafers that had been made with honey. When the dew fell upon the camp in the night, the manna fell upon it. But the people got bored with manna, saying, "Give us flesh, that we may eat. Therefore the Lord will give you flesh, and you shall eat. You shall not eat one day, nor 2 days, nor 5 days, neither 10 days, nor 20 days, but even a whole month, until it come out at your nostrils and it be loathsome unto you, because you have despised the Lord who is among you, and have wept before him, saying, Why came we forth out of Egypt?" Numbers 11:18-20. The Old Testament finishes with an inner sense of God slighted by people eating flesh and offended by their animal sacrifices. I will smear on your faces the dung from your festival sacrifices, and you will be carried off with it. There is no suggestion in the New Testament of Jesus ever dining on meat. Only loaves of bread, fish, and honeycomb are referred to. The Revelation talks about a tree of life bearing 12 crops of fruit as a source of food in a field of everlasting life. But it does not allude to animal protein. Contemporary science has created a hemorrhage industry that makes it promising for a small number of managers to turn a profit from wholesale slaughter. But it also deals out a variety of bloodborne pathogens to the great majority. Red and processed meat unquestionably raises the risk of cancer and also may up the risk of heart disease, as reported by numerous medical studies. A diet high in red meat can shorten life expectancy, according to researchers at Harvard Medical School. A DIFR study conducted in 2012 stated that 10% of sausages sold in Britain were found positive for the hepatitis E virus. Those most at risk of falling seriously ill or dying from an infection include those with deficient livers or weak immune systems, like the elderly, cancer and transplant patients. The research discovered the disease was also dangerous for pregnant women where it can cause fulminant hepatic fever, which affects the liver. Middle-aged men accounted for half of all those infected due to a heavy alcohol consumption which can impair the liver's functions. The report concluded, confirmed hepatitis E cases have significantly increased in recent years, with 657 UK cases reported in 2012, a 39.5% increase since 2011. Also under investigation was a horse meat scandal. A spokeswoman added, "This is an emerging issue and we are taking steps to see both how serious it might be and what actions to take." Bolaji Babafemi, deadly hepatitis E virus found in UK sausages, International Business Times, September 15, 2013. Yes, it's your party, I know it's your party. And, you know that you can cry, and, it's cool. But you have to remember that I too cried my 96 tears. And, it's just something we all have to go through sometime or another. And, you know, it would be unfair and it would be untrue if I was to say to you that you couldn't get much higher. So, you know, even if it's your party and all. The residents, Hitler was a vegetarian, 1975. Saw was a 2004 American horror film directed by James Wan, based on a story by Wan and Lee Wan Nell. The film's story revolves around persons who are chained in a dilapidated subterranean toilet and are given instructions via a microcassette recorder explaining how to escape. Meanwhile, police force detectives attempt to uncover the victim's location and capture the mastermind behind this game and several other foul events. The Saw movie series became a horror franchise that consists of 7 feature films distributed by Lionsgate Entertainment and produced by Twisted Pictures. The Texas Chainsaw Massacre, 1974, is stated as being the origins of the slasher horror flick genre. Aleister Crowley brashly pictured himself as the Gnostic Pope 666, or the Black Mass personification of a jerk sausage who along with additional evil encouraged sacrificial homicide by killing a young woman. After violating her, she should be cut into 9 pieces, he shamefully wrote. Crowley articulated a depraved occult stratagem promoting rampant massacre and war. Hailed as Frater Perdue Rabo, he wrote Liber Alvel Legis, Book of the Law, 1904, in Cairo, Egypt, forewarning of horrifying wars and bloodshed in store. I am the warrior lord of the 40s, the 80s cower before me, and are abased. Crowley said that a discarnate being named Iwas dictated it to him. With distribution of his Conjuring book, Crowley proclaimed the arrival of a new stage in the spiritual evolution of humanity, to be known as the Aeon of Horus. Aleister Crowley and his wife Rose Kelly had visited Egypt in 1904 after their wedding. Rose apparently was in contact with an eerie spirit from a stele in the Bulaq Museum labeled Stele 666. They later named it the Stele of Revealing. The central tenet of the Aeon of Horus was the plea to do what thou wilt. Newspapers usually blamed Crowley for having a sick sense of humor. But John Bull magazine actually accused him of being a cannibal at large. Unexplained-Mysteries.com, September 29, 2013. Charles Manson's cult carried out notorious murders in the late 1960s. Eaten Alive. 2002, by author J. Slater, told of gory Italian movies from the 1970s. In 1991, Anthony Hopkins won an Academy Award for his portrayal of Hannibal Lecter in the film The Silence of the Lambs, starring Jodie Foster. Dr. Hannibal Lecter appears to be a brilliant analyst, and the quintessence of the English gentleman. He is meticulous in appearance, speaks very precisely, has an impeccable wit, astonishing intellect, and a gourmet palate. But he is also a serial killer and a cannibal, preparing the meat of his victims into tasty dishes for himself and serving them to unsuspecting guests. Hannibal Lecter was a cunning fictional character in a series of horror novels by Thomas Harris, which produced an American psychological thriller film series after Red Dragon was first adapted to film in 1986. The novel Hannibal Rising became a film in 2006.